Okay. So, if you're big in the video game scene, then you probably know that currently Sony has been fucking up. They have been doing a plethora of things that have been systematically ruining their credibility, their fan base, and just overall their impression when it comes to displaying or having video games being released on their platform. Now, a major contributor as to what they've been fucking up on has been censorship. Recently, there have been just ridiculous, drastic and unnecessary means of censorship within within the video games that are released on the Sony platform that have just been terrible. Like they've been just really terrible. Usually, the ESRB rating system is enough to warrant and to disallow anything that anyone would need to do. I mean, it's a fucking rating system, you know? Like it does enough. You would expect the system and Sony themselves not to really try to interfere with censorship rather than just let the chips fall where they may. Much like the process that Nintendo has, which is that they themselves don't censor their games. They get it, they let it get reviewed, and then they allow it to get released on their platform, period. Whatever the rating that it gets is the rating that it gets. They don't adhere to anything. It's just them showcasing the game. Same thing with like PC shit. So why is it that Sony feels the need to go about censoring things on their own or making publishers and developers have to go back and redo their whole game? This is in relation to a big time thing that well, it's one of those like small little ripples that's causing a wave effect in terms of the censorship bullshit that's going on with Sony. In a video game that basically was a little raunchy video game that was coming out that was called 12, 20 Ladies, and now it's being called 20 Bunnies. As you can see, or as you can tell, that's a pretty fucking different name change. But the thing is that the game was like a little weird, just a little weird, simple square bouncing around puzzle, not puzzle game, but a square bouncing around kind of game, collector type of game. And then essentially you just get yourself a little naked image of a 2D girl at the end of it. And that's the appeal of the game. But in order for it to get released on PlayStation, they had to go and overhaul the game's aesthetic entirely and instead made it to where you're going around collecting images of bunny girls. So now you got anthropomorphic bunny women. And what's hilarious to me is that the actual bunny women are drawn better than the real life women that were just going to be naked within the original game. That's just funny to me. But it's a huge dunder move of just stupidity on Sony's part. They have been systematically alienating their audience, just every chance that they could possibly get for no reason, outside of the fact that they're more so taking in and indoctrinating a lot more of Western ideals, even though a huge percentage of their fan base as well as their overall consumers come from Japan. I mean, Sony is a Japanese company, but they moved their headquarters to California. Another bonehead fucking move on their part, but they did it anyway. And then all of a sudden they started to indoctrinate a bunch of Western ideals and concepts into their incorporation of Japanese content. You know, the same thing that ruins an anime being done by like an American studio or something like that. It's like you don't fucking get it. So why would you be the one to tell people what they should and should not have when they've been okay with it one way, and all of a sudden you coming in is doing nothing but alienate them and making them not want to go to it. So this to me is even worse because of the fact that you have Switch being the other console that people will go to in the Japanese market, or for the lack of censorship, which is not a good thing. Nintendo already has a stranglehold on a huge number of original IPs, and if they're the main one-stop shop consultant to go to if you wish to purchase a video game and it not be ruined by censorship. You don't really want that. Eventually, most games that come out on PlayStation already stop lose their exclusivity for after a couple of years, which is around the time that a bunch of people actually purchase the games if they're not essentially huge fans or they're not people who jump on the bandwagon as soon as it comes out. But if you're capable of associating that need with a Switch rather than wasting your time with a PlayStation, why wouldn't you? So now with the added bonus of essentially the indie gaming market, which was always something that was huge in the spectrum of PlayStation and Sony, as a lot of people who played the PlayStation 2 era can adhere to, the back catalog to PlayStation 2 games is phenomenal. Their shit is huge. It is outstandingly large. And the thing is that people were still well within playing PlayStation 2 in Japan, even after the PlayStation 3 was in like 5 years of already being released as a console. That's how big that market is in Japan. They didn't get that. They didn't do that in America. They did that in Japan. There were a huge variety of games that were constantly being released on a PlayStation 2 console that weren't, even though the PlayStation 3 was just well into being the main core system of that generation. That didn't fucking matter. Westerners didn't really get that craze because those games were basically Japanese only. Now with the increase of the Japanese culture or the Japanese pop culture, you now have a even broader audience who will then listen, who would then try to go out of their way to actually purchase the games on purchase the games and the content and stuff like that that they have. The proof in this is in how fucking manga is outselling comic, outselling graphic novels, and the fact that now manga is far more mainstream than anything else, way past the time in which it was more so a niche genre of entertainment that a lot of people would adopt. So with the sudden boom of all of this stuff, why is it that it's a terrible idea for Sony to basically placate the censorship this way? Now, you have basically their huge examples of hypocritical type of censorship, where you have a sex scene in The Last of Us Part 2, but you have a sun flare over the ass crack of a girl on Devil May Cry 5, depending on which one you buy. It's an idiotic concept to have, you know? And there's like the ESRB rates the games the way that they rate them, but then for you to go back and then essentially go, well, we're not going to showcase this unless it's fitting this aesthetic or is fitting this aesthetic, is just fucking retarded. So there's like two main reasons as to why they do this. One is that they want to, is that essentially a culture difference between Western and Eastern. But that is something that you can easily go around because of the fact that a lot of Eastern stuff is appealing to Westerners because there's of the cultural difference. You fucking ass clowns. So immediately trying to ruin that cultural distance in order to try to make something seem more inclusive is completely stupid and idiotic. If I wish to play a Japanese-centric game, I wish to play that. I don't want to play a Japanese game that's similar to an English one. I can just play an English or an American game. I don't need my Japanese game to fit that same aesthetic. That's fucking retarded. Now, the other reason is because of the idea or the sense that in Japanese art style, they have a particular way of drawing girls, and sometimes those girls look like children. This is very true. They have a plethora of different art styles, different formats, different games and all that. They have girls that essentially would be fucking 20-year-old, but they look as if they were 3. And I understand that being an issue. But the thing is that that is also within the rights and the realm within their art style and their culture. And most people are used to it if they understand and they know how they function. So there isn't anything really wrong with that, considering the fact that they're all 2D, universally, unrealistically drawn female characters. They don't necessarily, they don't really look fucking human. They look anime. So that's not really that big of a deal. But the problem with essentially trying to distance themselves away from that aspect of the Japanese animation and manga culture, anime and things like that, and then the video games that have the characters that look like that and all that, and essentially trying to get away from that, also deals with the heavy downpour of them essentially censoring a bunch of their games that will showcase or sexualize a bunch of that artwork, because essentially to them it would be as if you're sexualizing children. But to anyone who is used to the culture and the content that comes out over in Japan, you could have the argument of, well, they're not a child, that's just how that character is drawn if they're meant to be of age. But again, that's not really your call to make. It should be the consumer. And it's not your job to regulate what the consumer actually is trying to consume. Your job is just to let people play the fucking game. Jesus Christ. So you see how the ridiculousness of the hypocrisy is what it is. I mean, you have a game like The Last of Us Part 2, which literally has a sex scene, and there is no warning of said graphic sex scene within the game. There is no censorship of the graphic sex scene in the game, when all signs would point to yes, there isn't. So there's clearly a hypocrisy going on, because if it was just blatant censorship, then we would just be discussing the fact that, you know, Sony is being really dumb when it comes to the censorship thing, and it's a bullet in their foot, and it's going to bite them in the ass. So they have a bullet in their foot, and they get bitten in the ass by themselves. But they're actually allowing certain things to show in their video games that just fit whatever type of goofy-ass narrative that they got going on within the West. So having this butch male killing dude lady having sex with a guy in a little boat thing or whatever is totally fine. But having these crudely drawn naked little 2D girls being a prize in a game that's essentially designed to make those pictures be a prize is just going too fucking far. So you see how stupid this is. This is an incredibly idiotic concept to have. It's an incredibly dumb thing to be doing, and honestly it's one of the things that's actually been ruining a lot of PlayStation sales, because a lot of people are starting to actually go away from PlayStation. You now have Nintendo, who essentially just swears up and down, we don't give a fuck, we let them come as they may, we just allow you to download it and you can play it as long as you pay us, who cares? And that's how you should function, because it's the goddamn gaming community. That's all that you're supposed to do. You just allow those people to play it, and then that's it. If you do not wish for the game to be played on your system, that's a whole other kettle of fish. You can do that. You can exclude, you can dissuade a game from being played on your system. But essentially, you have deals and you have people working under you. I mean, this is the same company that basically already had paid a bunch of different developers to still create games for the PlayStation 3, and then they were willing to shut down their PlayStation store, which is so stupid for the PlayStation 3. But it took the massive outcry that it had, that because of that effect, the massive outcry that happened had to call them back and make them reopen the store and basically assess what the fuck that they did that was incredibly wrong. The gaming community, especially within PlayStation, has a longevity factor when it comes to these systems. These systems last for a good while. Yes, the console wars would adhere to the moving on to the bigger, better thing is the far more practical concept. But no, you still bought a console that is perfectly functioning. Why would I want to go to the other one immediately if I'm still getting the best use out of the one I'm with currently? I can still download games for the PlayStation 4. Hell, they still make games for both the 5 and the 4. Why the fuck would I want to immediately give up my 4 just so I can go to the 5? What, because it's a far more powerful system? I don't care for the games that are out for it right now. But if there was something that I wanted to get and I was to get the 5, at the same time, if you was to have that same option, which is one of the things that was like appealing for the new generation of games that was coming out, is the fact that a lot more PC games are going to get ported over into the consoles, because they now have the hardware capable of running some of those PC games. I would love for the fact to know that I would get a PlayStation 5. It can run a lot of these PC ports, and then they're not fucking censored. They're fine. They're left alone. They're games that I can play as the games, and I'm only able to play them because I reach the certain criteria. If it's M for mature, I'm old enough to play it. If it's T for teen, I'm old enough to play it. If it's E for everyone, I'm old enough to play it. But to systematically make the game have to change its entire core concept to fit whatever weird-ass narrative that you guys are trying to placate in order to push on this weird censorship thing that is only alienating your audience and your consumers from even purchasing your product. Do you not understand how ridiculous this is? Do you not get that this is a bad thing? I mean, we've had this issue. I mean, well, we didn't have this issue, but essentially you all have the issue of you censored a game, like it was recent. I'm not sure exactly the name of the game. I literally just saw a thing talking about it and I forgot it. But a game got released on both the Switch and the PS 4 and 5 or whatever. And essentially on the Switch, it wasn't censored, but on the PlayStation, it was. And even on a PlayStation, they sold it for less money. But the thing is, like an RPG. And then for the PlayStation, they sold it for less money. Now, the thing is that on the Switch, it sold more. But it was cheaper. It was cheaper, and we censored out all the stuff. And the thing is that motherfuckers know what the game is about. They purposefully want to buy it. The people who might have an issue with the things that you're clearly talking about, the things that you're bringing up and that you say might be an issue for a lot of the audience that is looking at this content, those people are not buying the games. Those people are talking about and criticizing the games, but they are not buying the games. We've had this major problem with this shit a long time. We've been having this problem with video games, and you as a major developer and publisher basically jumping in front of this problem on the opposite side is a bad thing when you should have known from history this shit doesn't work well for anybody who does this. Whether it was criticizing the violence that's in video games or criticizing the explicit content within video games and whatnot, this shit doesn't matter. Look how many people bought Grand Theft Auto games, and in conjunction to how many people picketed and criticized and talked bad about what the Grand Theft Auto franchise did. Look at what the Grand Theft Auto franchise is today, despite all of that. They had a fucking governor who essentially just used his whole platform to talk about getting rid of these games. Now he's not a governor anymore. Do you not understand? You're on the wrong side of the track. You guys are screwing up. And I'm only reason that I'm saying anything, if this was Xbox, I wouldn't give a fuck because I don't play Xbox. I play PlayStation. I'm grown up with PlayStation. I like the system. But you don't have as much money as Microsoft has. You're barely hanging on by a thread because you keep constantly doing stupid ass moves within your own company. And now you're starting to alienate the developers who would want to even want to go to your platform in the first place. Your exclusivity of games isn't really going to mean shit if there's nothing else for me to play aside from your exclusive PlayStation deals. And I got to be honest with you, not every exclusive PlayStation game is worth playing. They're not. They're really not. Look at what happened to The Last of Us Part 2. Look at just the fucking history that you guys are basically having. We're in the digital age of video games, and you guys are stopping that digital age from happening with other games that could possibly be used on your platform. It's stupid. It's incredibly stupid. This is a dumb thing to be doing. This is a very dumb thing to be doing. And it's not to say that this game is something that I want to play and I'm criticizing this because it's like, oh, I wanted to get my rocks off looking at these naked images of these girls in the game. That's not the point. It's the actions. That's the point. The fact that you are doing this is a problem. Because what if there's a game that basically has a scantily clad woman in it and I just want to play it, but I can't play it on PlayStation because they're like, oh, we don't show content like that. So now I'm going to go buy a Switch. And realistically, that's seeming to be the more practical alternative, is to purchase a Switch, which has a wider variety of games that I'm allowed to play that aren't censored. Jesus. So I don't get the idea. I don't really get and understand that essentially you don't look back at your history, or you are looking back at your history and you're ignoring everything that kept you going from to this point, because your old fans, the longevity of your system, the ability to play so many different niche titles within your system, especially for the Japanese market, was all major contributors to your fucking popularity in the first place. And now you have done everything you can to systematically get rid of those things time after time after time, again and again and again. And soon you are going to be the laughingstock of the gaming community, because no one is going to want to buy your system in order to play a bunch of games that are over $60 and nothing else, because you got a bunch of exclusivity deals. But then when it comes to downloading and playing anything else, your game ain't worth nothing. And then realistically, you'll be basically spending enough, like, you could just save up your money, buy yourself a PC, or get an Xbox, which might be able to play even more games. I mean, they're already killing you with the gaming pass, which is something that you continuously don't want to go to, especially considering all the different titles that are under the PlayStation 2 banner, which is another idiotic thing that you got going on. But you are just proving time and time again, you are just fucking up. And you are alienating yourself from your gaming community in order to fit a narrative with a bunch of people who don't play your games. So my only offer to you, the only advice that I could possibly give you, is to stop it. Just stop with the censoring. Just stay the course of the games. Let the ESRB rate them the way how they rate them. And then you put that shit out the way that it's supposed to be. And you will get ahead of this fucking curve that you have put yourself in. Jesus. It was like, you're going in a downward slope. And if you want to get ahead of the curve, you're going to have to be the ones to stop the censoring bullshit. You stop the censoring bullshit, and then you think of a way to challenge the Game Pass. I personally would partner up with Xbox in order to get that shit happening. But at the same time, I would just look into bringing up and using all of these massively, all of these back catalog of games that you have under your PlayStation name that you're just not utilizing. There are so many fucking games that you guys have, and you do not need to remaster or re-release or anything like that. You just need to allow people to be able to play these games, and you will do fine. You will be okay. You will return to the Sony that was leading the revolution in the console wars. Jesus Christ. But the way that you're going now, you're starting to make yourselves out to be the bad guy. And I don't think you're going to want to be the bad guy in this contest. So that's all I got to say with that. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people, I hope you had fun.